for that. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy. Thank God for your presence in this place. This is a place of open heaven. We thank you because heaven is open here. Your blessings are flowing down. And your presence is real and tangible in this place. And we know no one will leave this place the same way they came. Burdens will be lifted. Chains will be broken. Weight will be lifted because we're here. Your word will be preached with power, and it will change and transform our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I have a very short word, and short means 3 hours in pastor's word, right? Amen. Be careful when a pastor say my message is short. Amen. All right. But hopefully I'm going to be able to go through this quickly because I want us to pray for a few people here that I think this word is applicable to. Amen. And I'm going to have us read from Philippians chapter 3. I'm going to read a few verses. Philippians chapter 3. If you have it, just because of time, I would have loved to read a longer, read it in context, but I think I will just read this and maybe give you a little bit of a context to that, or at least give you an assignment to go read it. This is Apostle Paul writing to the Philippians church. And in the midst of his conversation, oftentimes when we read the Bible, we are always jumping into the midst of a conversation. It's just very hard to read everything. But he says something important here. He said, brethren, he's writing to them. Brethren is an old word for brothers and sisters. Amen. All right. He said, I do not count myself to have apprehended. I love the New King James Version, which is what I'm reading. That is to have achieved, to have gotten hold of, you know, my purpose in life or where I'm going. That's the word apprehended. But one thing I do, and that's important. When a very successful person says, one thing I do, I think you want to pay attention, right? And Paul is considered the best Christian that ever lived. It's the best, really. Wrote a lot of, you know, what we read in the New Testament that gives us an understanding of what Christ told us. So he said, one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Verse 14, I press toward the goal of for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I mean, I don't know how many times, no matter how many times I read this verse or this passage, it speaks to me in a very powerful way. I think it's really, it's very weighty. He said, first of all, one thing I do, I forget those things which are behind, which is really what I want to talk about today. In the course of preparing this message, I realized I'm going to have to do it as a two-part series. So I will end it next week. Because the title of my message is How to Move Forward with God. Moving forward with God. You know, but today I think I'm going to talk about how to forget the past. But it goes beyond just forgetting mentally. It's really how to detach from our past. Now, what Paul is trying to say here is, life is meant to be lived by looking forward. All right? Life is meant to be lived forward-wise. All right? Because everything is forward. God is a forward-moving God. The God that we serve is a forward-moving God. And when you walk with God, you have to know and understand that your best are always ahead of you. You know, I mean, stories, there are stories and stories metaphorically that tell us this in the Bible, right? How many of us remember the famous story of Lot's wife, right? Lot's wife, right, looked back What happened to her? I mean, if you grew up in church, you know that you probably have a song for it, right? She became a pillar of salt. Jesus said, if any man draw back. So looking back is never something that God wants, that God desires, because it hinders us from really, from reaching God, because God is never in the back. It hinders us from fulfilling our purpose, because our purpose is not behind us. It hinders us from living our best life, because our best life is never behind us. It's in front of us. Praise the name of Jesus. So I've come to believe that one of the greatest things we can do and we must do to enjoy the best life is to learn how to move forward with God. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, the problem with, as simple as that sounds, I see everybody nodding because it makes sense, is we always have our past to contend with. All right? We always have our past because of the complexity of our human emotion, right? Our human brain, but also because of sin. Don't forget, sin introduced a bug into our system. All right? You know, that's one of the things sin did, was to introduce a bug into the system. You know, when a bug is introduced into a computer system, it begins to malfunction, right? It begins to do things the way it's not supposed to do. I mean, it still functions as a computer, but it just functions in the wrong way. So, and that is really what happens to us. Because of the original sin, you know, because of our old sin nature, because of our flesh, or what we call our fallen nature, you see, our past becomes something we have to contend with and makes it very difficult for us to face forward, you know, and become what God has called us to. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, face forward. I don't know how that sounds to you, but I think when I was growing up in Nigeria, some of the conductors would say, face forward. We enter into public transportation. Well, that's one of the conductors, face forward. I think I can borrow that. Amen. But I think, really, if you face forward, you're going to become more and more like what God wants you to be than when you are attached to the past. Hallelujah. So the problem we have is the past is always making demand on our present. Many of us, our feelings, you know, our emotions are really so compromised by our past experiences that it becomes very difficult for us to go forward. And, you know, Apostle Paul said, I press forward, or I sprint forward. And that's something we all have to learn to do. And that's something we all have to ask God to help us, you know, to be able to do. Because in God's book, in God's agenda, the past should be over and done with for good. All right? The past. Your past is over and done with for good. Whether it's past sin, past errors, past mistakes, even past successes, all right? They are over and done with for good. There's really nothing we can do about the past. There's really nothing. We can't go and change it. We can't go and fix it. We can't go back and rewrite it, all right? Some people are, I know people who just, they're trying so hard to rewrite the past, to just wish it never happened. But wish will never change anything, all right? So in God's book, your past is your past. Now, the past has a function in God's original design, all right? The past is meant to be a springboard to move forward. I have an image for that, if you can display that image. All right. Okay. All right. I see it here, I don't see it here. Okay, can we put it on the main screen? All right, let's put it on the main screen. It looks like we're having a little glitch. All right. Is it there now? Okay, can you picture a springboard? Okay, close your eyes now. Have you ever gone to the swimming pool and you use a springboard, right? And you jump. What does that do? It actually aids your ability to jump, right? So the past is meant to be a springboard for a forward movement. Amen. So I have a bunch of images to show. So somebody needs to go and help and fix something before the pastor gets mad on stage, right? I'm joking. I'm not going to get mad. Amen. Praise Jesus. The Holy Spirit is here. We don't get mad in church. Churches. Amen. But the past is meant to be something that we learn from, something that we take off from, something that springs us forward, something that allows us to just to really move forward more intelligently. That's what the past is supposed to do. Supposed to be something that allows us to move forward in a better way. And that's the goal of our past. But because of our old sin nature, that's what the Bible calls it, or what we call our flesh, it now works in very, very different way that is not the godly way. Now, there are three major ways our past impacts us negatively. I'm going to give us those three ways. There are people who are haunted by their past. They are haunted by their past. Have you ever seen the image of a ghost? All right? Hopefully you've never seen a ghost. But you've watched those movies where you see ghosts. See, there are people, their past is like a ghost. All right? Haunting them. They are feeling chased by their past. They are feeling haunted by their past. Past error, past mistakes, past trauma, past this, past that. People in their past that have done something. That is, when they look at their past, they feel like something lurking behind them, haunting them. All right? That's how their past is to them. So people like that, if you are like that, you will experience certain things. You experience anxiety about your past, right? You will constantly experience regret. And sometimes it drives you to impulsive choices. All right? Your past is not dead, is alive, but is alive in a weird way, in a way that you feel haunted by it. You feel like you are being chased by your memories, by emotions, you know, somatic responses within your body. You feel like somehow you are being chased. You know, it's still following you. You know, you feel like people that hurt you in the past, they are still about to hurt you now. I mean, that's the feeling. I mean, you feel like things that happened to you in the past is about to happen to you now. So you find yourself constantly living in fear of what is not real, of what happened in the past, of what was behind you. You feel like your past mistake is about to catch up on you. All right, you just always feel like that. Anytime, you know, you feel like you are being chased. You feel like, you know what? I think something is coming after me. You always live in fear In fact, people will feel haunted by their past. Anytime bad things happen to them, the first thing that comes to my mind is something I did in the past. If you're that person, you are being haunted. All right? You are being haunted by your past. You feel like anytime, you know, you have an accident, something happens to you, something bad, something negative happened to you, your mind automatically, without you, just goes back to some past experiences, some past mistakes, some past error, somebody you did something, somebody that did something to you. You just always feel your negative experiences are consequences of your past. If that's how you feel, you fit into these categories, constantly haunted by your past. And people who feel haunted, what they do is, because they're always running, I mean, they get into self-sabotaging behavior, all right? They get into that in the choices they make, who they hang out with, how they treat people around them. They tend to be very negative, sometimes very abusive, sometimes very confrontational. Sometimes you just, all of a sudden, you develop a lot of self-sabotaging behavior that makes embracing the future very, very difficult. That's because you've not buried your past. Let me tell you, ghosts are not real. All right? They are not real. I mean, they are good for movies. You know, they kind of make movies look more exciting. But they are not real in real life. So there are people who feel haunted. The second category of people, they are feeling pulled back by their past. For them, it looks like there is still a chain or a rope attaching them to their past, and it's pulling them back. I mean, I'm describing your emotion, your feelings, and I'm sure some of you are beginning to see yourself in that, in those descriptions. So the past, when you're in this category, the past hold you back, hurt your present, and because of that, it's ruining your future. If you're in that category, you see that every conversation seems to revert back to certain times in your past, certain people in your past, or even certain situations in your past, in a very deep way than issue. I mean, some of these things are real, you know, abuses, challenges, you know, mistakes, errors, tragic things that happen, you know. But somehow, you always revert back to them. You are never able to put them in the past and move on. So conversations, you always find a way of linking everything back to your past. You see, your prior trauma or painful event, they keep replaying in your mind. So for some of you, it just looked like yesterday. In fact, the feeling is like it just happened yesterday. That's because somehow there is a chain attached to you and your past. That's how you feel, always pulling you. So people like that, they suffer from emotional triggers, right? Things happen, all of a sudden you think of people, situations from the past. You know, if you're in that category, it's like there's a pulling. Something is pulling you, attaching you to things that have gone on in your past. Sometimes how you were raised, relationship with parents, all those things, they really affect us. And they allow us, they prevent us from truly being what God wants us to be. The third category I want to talk about, or third major ways past impact people, is that some of you, you feel weighed down by your past. Your past is like a weight. All right? You know, you're carrying weight that you're not supposed to carry. You see that you feel empty if you're in this category. You're always feeling empty. you put some arbitrary limitations on your life simply because of your past. You see, people who are in this category, you always hear them say, "I will never." You see, when people say, "I will never," you see it from a place of pain, right? "I will never allow this to happen," or "I will never do this." When people say that, it is because they are so attached to their past. Because really, the conditions that happened in the past, whatever happened, they really have no relevance to the present. They have no relevance to the future. I mean, let's say somebody disappointed you, somebody did something to you, and you say, "I will never help anybody again." Now, I helped somebody in 1974, and they lied on me, they turned it on me, the police arrested me, and the thing just went crazy, and it's so painful, right? Then today, I say, "I will never help anybody." When people say something like that, it's because they haven't really healed from the past. They are not still detached. The fact that that happened is not the same set of people. It's not the same circumstance. Maybe not. You're not even in the same country. You're not the same age. I mean, everything is all different. But you see, what the enemy wants you to do is just to be so and to carry that weight. So you see that you have accepted limitations. You won't attempt certain things. You've limited your life simply because of your past. Your world is so small. "I will never trust anyone." People will say things like that. Really? "I will never trust anybody. I will never tell anyone my secrets." You know, those people say those things. "I will never go for counseling from a pastor." I mean, I've heard all kinds of things. God knows how many pastors in the world. Majority of them are wonderful people. You turn out to meet a wrong guy, then that becomes, "I will never join a church." People even say something. I once met someone that said, they took the membership class, everything, and they're supposed to, sign the membership form, and they didn't. And I said, "Why?" I said, "I've promised myself I would never join a church. Because the last time I joined a church, it didn't end well." You see, such persons have limited themselves, right? Constrained themselves, made their world smaller. Simply, they are carrying weight. So some of you is like a weight. I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down." All right? It's not just sin. It talks about especially sin that so easily rips off us. "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." Now, when you run, where do you run to? You run forward. There's nobody that runs backward. If running backward exists, it's probably a weird sport which nobody will really want to be part of, right? So forward movement is very important. But when people are still literally bound to their past, it is very difficult, if not impossible, to truly embrace the great future. God says, "I want to give you a future and a hope." Isn't that what he said? "I know the plans that I have for you." Jeremiah 33:11, right? "Plans of good and not of evil," right? "Plan not to harm you," right? "Plans to give you" what? "A future, a hope." The future is always forward. Your future is not in your back. But there are some people who think the future is still behind them. And that's how their mind, their emotion process their experiences and does not allow them to truly be what God wants us to be. My prayer today is we'll all be free. we all unload the weight of our past. Amen. Hallelujah. We all break the chain that links us to our past. Amen. Hallelujah. And we all cast out the ghost of the past that is still haunting you. Hallelujah. You're going to be able to do that in Jesus' name. Now, I want us to take some time to pray, but I'll just give us a few things, how to break them. Because I want us to pray today. We're going to break every attachment to the past. Because if this is not important, Paul will now say, one thing I do, forgetting the past. If you don't forget the past, you can't reach forward. I mean, next week we're going to talk about how to reach forward. But today we're addressing how to break off from the past. Praise the name of Jesus. Number one thing you must do is acceptance. Acceptance. You have to accept your past is your past. It happened. You can't deny the past. You have to accept it. No one can change the past. What is done is done. Hallelujah. You can't go back and change the situation. It's not going to happen. The only thing you can do about your past is to accept it happened. You may not be proud of it. You may not be happy about it. You might even be upset about it. It might be very disappointing. It might be no matter what, but you have to really say, my past is my past. Hallelujah. And I am moving on from it. I want you to say, I am moving on from it. Number two, you have to stop giving your past more credit than it deserves. Many people give their past so much credit, so much place, so much weight in their current life. I mean, it looms so large in them. They devote a great deal of their thoughts, their thinking, their emotion, their feeling to their past so much that it controls their life. Whenever they remember some things in their past, it changes their mood automatically. Changes their feeling, changes their everything. Some people go into hiding. Some people just go into, you know, things. Some people just are disappointed. Some people go into crisis, literally. Because they say, oh yeah, I wish I studied accounting. I wish I listened to my dad. So now I'm suffering. Keep on playing this. And because they meditate on this so much, they just think they made a fatal mistake that will always define their life. But there's nothing like that. It is, you know, God does not even operate that way. Hallelujah. So you have to stop giving your past more credit than it deserves. It's a teeny bitty part of your life. Amen. And it's history now. Yes. I mean, look at the people we read in the Bible. I mean, if Abraham just look at his mistakes, they would never be what God, they would never be. I mean, and I'm glad when I read the Bible that the Bible is not a choreographed book, right? We know the good, the bad, the ugly. There's no man of God, you know. I mean, if David was writing his biography, you think he would write all those things? I mean, no, he won't write all that. I mean, that's not what a man of God writes about themselves, right? Even if they do, they will blame the other woman, right? They will just say, the enemy, the devil just did this and wanted to destroy my destiny, and they will just make it so good, right? No, but we know the good, the bad, and the ugly about their lives. And that's what we read. So you are not more than that. You're not better than them. You're not better than Abraham, everybody, Isaac, whatever, you know, every one of them. They all have issues. So you have to stop giving your past more credit than it deserves in your life. It's in your past and it's gone. Hallelujah. But for some of us, though, you have to learn to forgive people in your past. You see, that's a very, very powerful aspect of moving on from the past. breaking attachment from the past. It is forgiveness. Because in our past, our people who hurt us, who disappointed us, who treated us badly. Parents, uncles, friends, betrayer. I mean, we all have stories. What we need to do is to learn to forgive. Choose, actually, to forgive. Now, if it's difficult, I'm sorry. Ask God to help you. Stop saying, oh, Pastor, you don't know. It's so hard. It's so hard. I know it's hard. But it's for your own good. And what do we do when something is hard? We ask God to help us. We ask God to help us. Ask God. I mean, they've hurt you. They've done imaginable things. They've lied against you. They've destroyed your reputation. They didn't treat you right. Yes, your parents, they were abusive. Yeah, they were supposed to be nice. They didn't. They abandoned you. They left you to be raised by somebody that was not nice. You know, all these things, you need to learn to forgive. You need to say, you know what, I forgive. I no longer hold them. You see, one thing about our natural tendency is we want to hold someone responsible for how miserable we feel. All right? But do you want to continue to feel miserable? No, I want to embrace joy. I want to embrace peace. I want to embrace what God has to offer. And God is always standing in front of you and beckoning, will you come to me? I mean, your future. But look at it, you are still saying, no, that I need to resolve that thing in the past. And that's what you are constantly doing. And that's why God can't help. God can't help. God can. Because he's in front, he's not in the back. Hallelujah. So forgiveness is so critical in our journey of wholeness, in our journey of freedom, and in our journey of moving forward. You need to really say, I am forgiving the past. Praise the name of Jesus. And the last thing which I'm going to talk about is you must trust the God of the future. All right? And that's what we're here to do. You must trust. You see, the God that we serve is so powerful, but it's in the future. God, in his ways, is redemptive, is restorative. All right? God restores, God redeems, God replaces, God replenishes, and God makes things better. And God does all those things regardless of what has happened in the past. Hallelujah. Even the scripture says, our sin, he throws into the sea of forgetfulness. Did you get that? That God hauled them and he threw them into the sea of forgetfulness. He said, I'm not judging you by your past. I'm not going to continue to, it is in your past. I only want you to make choice about your future. And today, you can decide to say, you know what? The past was rough, but the future is going to be better. Because I know God still has a plan. God still has a plan. He still has a plan for your future. No one is a damaged good in God's book. That is how good God is. That's why God will choose the good, the bad, and the ugly. In that all the people he used in the Bible, he made sure everyone was included. There was even an harlot in the midst of them. I mean, imagine an harlot. There was even an harlot. And God still, there's an harlot in the lineage of Jesus. I mean, so if you want to raise a son, you're going to include an harlot as a great-great-great-great-grandmother. That's because those people, those were their past when God met them. And God is saying the future is better. So for all of us here, I want us to be like Paul today. and do this one thing and propose in our mind and determine, because God honors what we decide. You see, if you choose today, I'm going to let my past be past. I'm going to break every chain that is linking me to my past. Right? I'm going to crush that weight that is on me. And I'm going to chase that ghost. Anytime it shows up, I'm going to chase you. I'm going to say, you are off. And I'm going to say, my path is over. And my future, I embrace. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we all ready to pray that prayer? Can we all rise up and lift up our hands? Can we sing that song, I'm Not Going Back? Thank you, Jesus.
Past is over in you. Things are made new.
Yes.
I'm not going back. I'm
Father, I break every attachment to my past. I want you to just pray and just declare, Father, every attachment to my past, I break them today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break them. And if the Holy Spirit brings any of them to you, I want you to be specific. As I was speaking, so many of you are just, there are some things specific. I want you to say, I break them. I choose to forgive. I choose to forgive. If there are people in your life you need to forgive, I want you to just ask the Holy Spirit to help you to forgive. Yes. Lord, I put down every weight of the past. I no longer carry them. I no longer carry them. I break every chain, every rope attaching me to my past, past experiences, past hurt, past mistakes. By the name of Jesus, by the sword of the Spirit, I break them now. I cut them now. I cut them loose in the name of Jesus. Yes, I refuse to be haunted. I refuse to be haunted. I choose to move forward. I hope we have the lyrics. Can somebody talk to the... I want us to sing that song again. I need someone to talk to the presentation. We need to have the lyrics of the body, and I want it displayed, and we're going to sing it again, please. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's go. I'm not going back.
Moving ahead, here's a declare to you, my past is over in you, all things are made new, surrender my life to Christ, I'm moving forward.
Let's sing it again. I'm not going back.
I'm not going back, I'm moving ahead. Over in you, so friends are made new, surrender my life to Christ, I'm moving forward.
Yes!
Oh, what a moment you have brought me to, such a freedom have found in you. You're the healer who makes all things new. Yeah.
Woo! Say I'm not
going back, I'm moving ahead, I'm here to declare to you, my past is over. Things are made new, surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving forward.
I'm moving forward. Yes, forward.
Oh, yeah. You have risen with all power in your hands. You have given us a second chance.
I'm moving. I'm gonna pray. I just wanted to lift up your hands. I'm gonna pray. If you want to be ministered to after service, there will be opportunities. Zozo will be here specifically. But I just want to pray right now. I just wanted to lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, I just invite you right now. Holy Spirit, I invite you all over these congregations. Our people being haunted. Being haunted by their past. Being chased by their past. So all you haunting spirits, from today, I silence you in the name of Jesus. Every quiet, creepy voice from the past. Today, in the mighty name of Jesus, I silence you forever in Jesus' name. Every attachment to the past, every chain, every rope attaching you to your past, today I break them in the name of Jesus. The sword of the Lord is made of fire, and it can cut any chain, any rope. Today we cut them in the name of Jesus. Every weight of the past on top of your people, weighing them down, constraining them, preventing them from really flying. Today, we release you in the name of Jesus. We throw you out in the name of Jesus. And today, we release the wind of God behind your back. And I command you, in the name of Jesus, go forward. In the name of Jesus.